the power of Imam Ahmad Raza's pen. The power of Imam Ahmad Raza's pen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers of Madani channel back to this beautiful program which is the power of the pen of Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Undoubtedly, the works of Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan are marvelous and they are such, we can say that they are an ocean of knowledge. So imagine the writer of all these beautiful researches, how vast knowledge did he possess. So this is undoubtedly a mercy of Allah ta'ala. This is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are the followers of such a great sheikh, such a great imam, none other than Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman. Alhamdulillah, in this beautiful program we discuss about the power of the pen, the power of the writings of Sayyidi Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and the topics which our imam has covered. We try to go into the depth of the topic a little bit, because obviously it's not possible to cover an entire risala of Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in an episode of 30 minutes. There can be books written on it, there can be programs on it. So we try that we can get the blessings of it and we can get the core understanding and an idea of what a genius Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was. So today as well we have a risala we will be talking about, and this risala, this booklet is also in Fatawa Razaviya Sharif, and this was also a fatwa. A question was asked to Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that in today's time we find certain people who object upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam being Sayyidul Mursaleen, that some people do not believe that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is Sayyidul Mursaleen, and they say it in such a way that bring verses from the Holy Quran or verses or ahadith narrations from the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, from the aqwal of Sahaba, from the books of ahadith with references and so forth. So this question was presented to the Imam, and the Imam subhanallah azza wa jalla, Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he did answer, and he answered in the light of Quranic verses, he answered in the light of ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But this answer was not just a matter of half a page, one page, two, three pages. This answer is a booklet actually. It is of over 100 pages, subhanallah azza wa jal. And the name of this booklet, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali gave in such a beautiful manner. You know, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali had a very wonderful habit. Look at his marvelous mindset and marvelous style, that he would keep the name of the booklet in such a format that even if a person did not read the booklet, the aqidah would become clear. Like this booklet itself, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has named it Tajallil Yaqeen bi Anna Nabiyyana Sayyidul Mursaleen, Declaration of Confirmity that our Prophet is the Master of all Prophets. This is the name, this is the heading of the booklet. So if someone reads the heading only, the aqidah is clear that we are declaring with confirmation, with confidence, that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is indeed the master of all the prophets alayhi wasallam. Then Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi begins his answer by mentioning Al-Jawab, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and then he starts Alhamdulillahi alladhi أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره. And so forth continues. The khutbah continues. And in this khutbah itself, it's a khutbah of about half a page, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. And in the khutbah itself, meaning if someone did not understand the concept by reading the title, so when he reads the khutbah, he will understand everything. Meaning the whole aqeedah, the whole belief, the whole summary, the conclusion, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi beautifully puts it in the khutbah itself. So the khutbah also brings you the conclusion of what the risala basically is about. And the natija, the conclusion is also presented. However, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi answers to the question, and not with few verses or few ahadith. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is undoubtedly a genius. And when this question was asked to Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, to prove it from the Holy Quran and prove it with a hadith, authentic hadith, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, proved the fact that Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam is undoubtedly the master of all the prophets Alayhi Wasallam by presenting 10 verses of the Holy Quran. But those 10 verses, not just the verses are mentioned, but mentioned with their translations and mentioned with their tafsirs in light of many narrations of many Sahaba, many Mufassirin, many Ulama. With references, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi presented 10 verses, and those verses are also in such a format. In fact, Allah Azza Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi explains the format of his risala himself. He says that I've distributed this risala, this booklet, in certain sections. So in the first section I discuss about the ayat from the Holy Quran, and those ayat are also presented in such a way that an ayat comes and then a whole explanation comes regarding that certain verse of the Holy Quran. And then in the second section, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi brings a hadith from the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam and says that when I was compiling this ahadith, I did not bring it with the reference of 1, 2, or 3 references. I have brought it with 5, 6, or 7 references. Allahu Akbar. Every hadith with so many references. And look at the format of bringing ahadith. In fact, how many ahadith did Allah Azza Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali bring? Because the question and demanded to prove it in light of Quran and prove it in light of hadith. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali brought 100 ahadith to prove this matter, that indeed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the master of all the prophets alayhi wasallam. So now bringing this 100 ahadith, and you can say in the sub detail of several ahadith, he brought another additional 30 ahadith. Subhanallah, so meaning making it a complete of 130 ahadith. And the format of bringing this ahadith as well, these ahadith are with references, with details, and with so much of commentaries from various authentic books. And the format tells us one very beautiful thing. First hadith, which Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali brought, was a narration which is narrated by Sayyiduna Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem. And the last hadith, meaning the first hadith, hadith number 1 and hadith number 100 of this booklet, both narrated by Sayyiduna Ali Radiallahu Ta'ala Anhu. Meaning the beginning of quoting the ahadith is from the hadith which is quoted and narrated by Ali Radiallahu Ta'ala Anhu. And the ending of quoting a hadith, meaning the 100th hadith, is also a narration which is reported by Ali radiallahu ta'ala. This shows us what a great lover Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Anyways, my Imam, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, explains this matter and starts to answer the question. He says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is undoubtedly the most superior of all the prophets alayhi wasallam. From the beginning to the end, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the master of all of them, all the prophets alayhi wasallam. And this matter, this issue is explicit, it is well known, it is a matter pertaining one's belief, it is something which is understood, and it is a fact upon which there is consensus of all the ummah. It is an ijma'i matter. So it's a matter which holds no dispute. In fact, Imam Ahl-Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions, and you know the format of Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is so unique. We all know that this great Imam, along with his marvelous knowledge, his immense insight and understanding in the field of ilm-e-deen, in many other fields, in many subjects, in many sciences, was immense. He was an ocean of knowledge. But along with that, he was a poet. And in the field of poetry as well, he was a master. You have his masterpiece known as Hadaik-e-Bakhshish, and some amazing couplets and amazing poetries in the shan and excellence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this poetic nature is seen in his fatwas as well. This poetic nature is seen in his writings as well. Obviously, in Urdu, to put that poetic nature, if it was in Urdu, it would be very easy to explain. But now it's another language, it's in English, so that Urdu poetic nature can be explained, but the nature of the poetry cannot be explained. Like for example, the way Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi explains that this is a matter upon which there is consensus, there is no room for contradiction, and then he says, jisme khilaaf na karega magar gumra baddeen bandai shayateen, which translates to that upon this matter no one can make a conflict, no one can have a dispute on the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the master of all the prophets. Only that one will be having an issue with this, the one who is astray from the right path, the one who is misguided and is on the footsteps of shaitan. So this certain line, the way Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has put it, is really on a poetic nature, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate the ranks of this great Imam, and may we keep reaping blessings from his works, inshallah. So Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala explains that this matter is understood matter, it's a known fact, and only a misguided one will have an issue with this. And it is shocking that a person reads the kalima and then has such evil thoughts and beliefs and doubts upon the fact that Rasulullah is the master of all the prophets alayhi musallam. And then Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions it very clearly, jo aaj bayan hai kal aaya hai. What is being spoken today, what is in theory today will be in practical tomorrow, what is in facts today will be in practical tomorrow, what is being said today will be seen tomorrow. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. And then he mentions, those who believe in the world that Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is indeed the master of all the prophets alayhi wasalam will see the status of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. They will be thankful and they will be rejoicing. And those who are munkir, those who are in rejection of this aqeedah, of this belief, will have nothing but a disaster on their behalf. They will have nothing else left. They will be regretting upon their beliefs which they previously had. Aaj le unki pana, aaj madad maang unse, phir na maanenge qayamat mein agar maan gaya. Today is the time. Today is the time that you seek the mercy of Rasulullah. Fix your beliefs, fix your matters. Then tomorrow it will be too late. Tomorrow, even if you realize, then won't be the time. Today is the time. Believe it. Believe in these beliefs. Believe in this aqaid, believe in the excellence of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions the format of the risala, and then he brings the ayat-e-kareema, and after bringing the ayat-e-kareema, he brings the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. After bringing the ahadith, he brings some points and some narrations from the wahis, the revelations which were made upon previous anbiya alayhimus salam, from authentic books and from authentic sources, to prove that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is indeed the master of all the prophets alayhimus salam. And then after that, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh mentions few aqwal, few narrations of Sahaba-e Kiram, the great Sahaba-e Kiram. And then after that, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh mentions that I intentionally did not include the sayings and statements of great jurists and ulama in order to avoid making this booklet very prolonged. And if someone is interested in knowing what is the statement of different ulama in this regard, so they can refer to three of my booklets, and Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh named those three booklets as well, that you can refer to these books. So however, now we will just look into it, that how Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh has covered this issue. Obviously every point and every verse and every hadith, it will not be possible to mention it in a matter of one episode, but just to get an overview of it, we will look into few points which will help us understand how powerful was the work, was the word, was the research, was the pen, was the knowledge of Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh starts off with Ayat-e-Mithaq, which is in Surah Ali Imran. It's known as Ayat-e-Mithaq. Mithaq means promise, allegiance. So this verse of the Holy Quran is also very famous. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ النَّبِيِّينَ, that verse that in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that when the promise was taken from the Prophets alayhimus salam, that they shall be obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That whole verse is in Surah Ali Imran. After a lot of explanation, Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi brings a conclusion that all the Anbiya-i Kiram were made to take promise that they will be behind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is also very crystal clear when we look at the Waqi'ah Miraj, when we look at the event of Miraj, the incident of Al-Isra wal-Miraj, in which the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam traveled from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, from Masjid al-Aqsa to the heavens and beyond the heavens, Sidrat al-Muntaha, and from there to Lamakan, Allahu Akbar. So the mention, an example is being given of that journey in which in Masjid al-Aqsa, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam led the salah. He was the leader in the prayer, and all the Anbiya-i Kiram from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, from the beginning to the end, all the Anbiya-i Kiram were in the iqtida of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, were following Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in salah. So this event itself shows us that who is the sardar, who is the master, and who is the most superior amongst all the Anbiya alayhi salam. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali mentions in his Hadaiq-e Bakhshish, and this is a couplet from the Qasida-e Mi'raj, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Namaz-e Aqsa mein tha yehi sir, Iyahu manaye awwal akhir, ke dast basta hai peeche hazir, jo sultanat aage kar gaye the. That the secret, the wisdom behind the Salah in Masjid al-Aqsa was to make this crystal clear that the nation which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had sent forth is now behind him. Meaning, as a leader whom Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam came after, because Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is the beginning of everything. Rasulullah is the source of everything. So it was to make it evident that the person who is leading the salah is undoubtedly the imam of all those who are present in the salah. Then coming to the conclusion which Allah Hazrat derives from this verse and mentions it very beautifully, that Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is aslul usul and is the rasul of the rusul. Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the most superior messenger, is the most superior prophet, and he is the aslul usul. He is the root of all the roots. In short, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the root of all the roots. What does it mean? Meaning the connection which the ummah has with their prophets and messengers. The connection which the ummah, which the people, which the nations have with their prophets and messengers They all, meaning the prophets and messengers, they all have connection with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. All the people, all the nations, all the different ummahs have the connection with the messenger, with the Rasul, with the Nabi, with the prophet of that ummah, and all the prophets of different ummahs have their connection with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. To put it more in an easier manner is that all the people are bound to submit themselves to the prophets alayhi wa sallam, and the prophets alayhi wa sallam are bound to take a promise towards Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which is evident from the ayat misal, the ayat of the promise which was mentioned earlier, which means that anything and everything in this world is bound to the obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Then Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi moves further. He mentions another ayat, and this ayat is a very famous ayat of the Holy Quran. And this ayat is actually a verse which is basically an excitement for the believers. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you but as a mercy for the alameen. Now, what is alameen? What is alameen? Universes, worlds. Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi puts it very beautifully. Alameen, what does alameen? Alam ma siva Allah ko kehte hain. Whatever is other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning excluding the divine zaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything else is included in the term alam. Meaning the term alam includes all the prophets, all the messengers, all the angels. They all come in this word alam. So universe means everything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning in this case, alam includes all anbiya, all messengers, and all the angels. Meaning from ever since, from ever, to ever, forever, from the beginning to the ending, from the start to the finish, from the skies to the earth, in the skies, in the earth, anywhere, anything, in the body, in the heart, in the mind, in the soul, anything in huge quantity, in less quantity, in big number, in small number, whatever, whichever blessing, ni'mat a person has been receiving, have received, are receiving, shall receive, will receive, have all been, are all being, and shall all be through the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Meaning each and every ni'mat, each and every blessing which people have attained in the past, which people may be attaining now, which people shall attain in the future, can only be possible from the divine court, from the majestic court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is the martaba, this is the excellence, this is the status Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that whatever anybody gets is through the sadaqah and through the wasila of this great master, master of the prophets, our beloved master, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then Imam Ahlus Sunnah ta'ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi further continues, and he proves it from the style of the Holy Quran, that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is undoubtedly the master of all the prophets alayhi wasallam. That how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses different anbiya in the Holy Quran, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi quotes several verses. Subhanallah azza wa jalla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Ya Adam uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. O Adam, you and your wife, meaning Sayyidah Hawa, stay in Jannah. An address which is being made to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Then regarding Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Ya Nuh, bit بِسَلَامٍ مِنَّا. And then about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ya Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. Oh Ibrahim, your dream has been made true. Ya Musa, إِنِّي أَنَا اللَّهُ. Oh Musa, indeed I am Allah. Ya Isa, إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ. Oh Isa, I will make you complete your age. Ya Dawood, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاكَ خَلِيفَةً. And then about Zakariya alayhi salam, Ya Zakariya, Inna nubashiruka, O Zakaria, we shall give you a glad tiding. Ya Yahya, khudil kitaba biquwa. O Yahya, hold on the book steadfastly, with firmness, hold on firm to the book. But when the time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam comes, when it is the time to address the beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this was an address to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Ya Adam, an address to Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, Ya Yunus, Ya Nuh, Ya Ibrahim, Ya Isa, Ya Musa, Ya Dawood, Ya Zakariya, Ya Yahya, but Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu inna arsalnaka, that O Nabi, O beloved, Allahu Akbar, Ya ayyuhan rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. O Nabi, O Rasul, O Messenger, some place Ya ayyuhal muddassiru, some place Ya ayyuhal muzammil, some places Ya seen. At another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Taha. Allahu Akbar, such great titles when it is the time to address Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, Abul Bashar, Allahu Akbar, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, all the other anbiya ikram, they are being addressed with their names, and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is being addressed with great titles. This shows us the superiority of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that the superiority of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is evident from even the style of the Holy Quran. Again, speaking on the pattern of the Holy Quran, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many things in the Holy Quran about different anbiya, what different anbiya said, did, made dua regarding, all those things, and about when it came, a similar situation came regarding Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For example, our great Imam Sayyidina Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentions regarding Sayyidina Kalimullah, Musa Kalimullah alayhi salam, that he said in the Holy Quran, وَأَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّ لِتَرْضَى. And I rush towards you, so O Rabb, you can be pleased. But when it is the time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. And we turned it towards where? We turned it towards the Qibla, where you were pleased. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeks the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Entire world, everyone seeks the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeks the pleasure of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa la sawfa yu'tika rabbuka fatarda. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall bless you immensely. He shall give you to such an extent that you shall be pleased, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. About Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, about Sayyidina Hud alayhi salam, they make dua, Rabbin surni bima kazzabun. O Rabb Azza wa Jal, help me regarding what they belie, regarding what the nation accuses us for, regarding what they belie us. Allahu Akbar. And when it is the time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam regarding the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and says it in the Holy Quran, وَيَنْصُرَكَ اللَّهُ نَصْرًا عزيزا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow upon you great assistance, great help. One place dua is being made, Allah help us. And when it is the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is giving the surety that we shall help you. Allahu Akbar. At another place, Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, their du'as are mentioned at places. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The Prophet alayhi salam are making du'a, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive us our parents and the ummah on the day of judgment. It is the time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah himself says in the Holy Quran, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, that pray for the sins of your ummah, male and female, for the mu'mineen and the mu'minat. Oh Rasul, you do that. Oh Habib, you do that. It's a completely different scenario. Anbiya are making dua, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning himself to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Another beautiful, beautiful example, Khalilullah, Allahu Akbar, Ibrahim ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, make dua, Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Oh Allah, oh my Lord, accept my prayer, accept my dua. And when it is the time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala himself says, Qala rabbukum udu'uni astajib lakum, that your Rabb Azza wa Jal says, pray to me, I shall accept. Allah Ta'ala says himself when it is the time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Another example, that subhanallah, Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Isa ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, ask the people, man ansari ilallah, who is my helper in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala commands the people that be helpers of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, لَتُؤْمِنُنَّ بِهِ وَلَتَنْصُرُنَّهِ, so you should definitely bring iman upon him and definitely be in his help. So we see the format of the Holy Quran, we see the style of the Holy Quran, we see how the Holy Quran with its pattern and style describes the fadilat, the excellence and the superiority of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah quotes a shair as well, a couplet. Husna Yusuf Dame Isa Yade Bezadari Aanche Khuba Hamadaran Tu Tanhadari. That Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, all the Prophets alayhi musallam were given mu'ajizat. Husna Yusuf, the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam, Dame Isa, the bringing the dead back to life, this miracle of Isa alayhi salam, Yade Bezadari, and the white shining hand, Yade Beza, of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. All these beauties and miracles and this mu'ajizat were given to the Prophets alayhi musallam individually, but all of them together have been given to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So from the Quranic verses, from the ahadith kareema, from the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it becomes crystal clear and evident that undoubtedly the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the master of all the prophets alayhi wa sallam. And this is proven from the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. There is a hadith in Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi as well, and it is narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says that on the day of judgment, I will be the leader of all the people. Yes, this is a hadith. Subhanallah, Azza wa Jal. Come to another hadith as well, in which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions about his superiority himself. He says that I am Hashir, Anil Hashir, I am the Hashir. Anal Hashir alladhi yuhsharu an-nas ala qadami. I am the Hashir upon whose footsteps the entire creation, all the people, will be following. Meaning on the day of judgment, I will be leading everyone. I will be the sardar and the master of everyone. The superiority of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is clearly evident from the Quran, the verses of the Holy Quran, the ayat nisaq, many other verses of the Holy Quran, then from the format and the style and pattern of the Holy Quran, then from the statements of Sahaba, then from the statements of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam himself. It is crystal clear, evident. The denier of this is like a person who in extreme sunlight, 32 degrees centigrade, is saying it's too dark. Then the problem is with his eyes, not with the sun shining. The sun is shining, it will ever be shining. And such people, they will never ever be able to succeed in their plans. It's like a person spitting towards the moon. A person who spits towards the moon, he is damaging his own face, but nothing is happening to the moon. Our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the master of this moon as well, is the master of the sun as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this privilege that we are the ummatis of such a great Nabi who is the master of all the Anbiya Ikram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on the love of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This entire episode, this entire belief, if you want to explain it to a child, you can easily explain to a child with a couplet of Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan, Khalq se Auliya, Auliya se Rusul, aur Rusulo se Aala, Hamara Nabi. So this is the power of the pen of Imam Ahmad Rida Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in the next episode, we shall speak about another great research of Imam Ahl Sunnat, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the blessings of Imam Ahl Sunnat, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The power of Imam Ahmad Raza's pen. The power of Imam Ahmad Raza's pen.